Good morning to you if you're just switching on the radio in the sunshine, as we say. Rhonda Geary's in the sunshine. I bet she's happy. Good morning, Rhonda.
Morning, thank
you. You are one of the main sparks when it comes to the Royal Ulster Agricultural Society, the operations director. And tell me this, do you absolutely hope the sun is going to shine, or do you sort of think to yourself, if the sun shines too much, the farmers will be in the fields?
Well, I like the sun to shine. I don't want any rain, not too hot, because I don't want it to be uncomfortable for the animals as well. But we're always delighted to see the sun here at Balmoral Show.
And I think the farmers do want to take time out to go and be there, because it's such a networking opportunity. There's literally, it's an old cliche, but there are people who meet people once a year, and it's at the show.
That's very true. It's a great big social event for the farming community. It kind of kicks off the show season for the year, and people definitely have it in their calendar and will make the trip to the show, yeah.
How's it all going in the first couple of hours? Nobody's complained, and I'd say fair play to you, because, like, I don't know which year you first went to Balmoral. Was it 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago? When did you first go to Balmoral? 7 years ago.
I
was sitting doing this radio programme 7 years ago back at Havelock, and we filled the first 2 hours of the programme with complaint after complaint after complaint from people sitting in traffic. Not one call this morning. Now, I know it's busy enough, but not one call. You guys must have it very well organised.
Well, we do work really closely with Road Surface and PSNI, sort of planning the routes pre-show, signing them, getting people to follow the routes. I think it's a bit of people are know the site now, know how to get here, and are following the routes that are suggested, and that does help ease the traffic congestion for everybody.
So people are arriving smoothly. They are coming into an expansive area. What are the main attractions?
Well, obviously it's the animals and the livestock. I mean, the showing has started here this morning. There's been a lot of preparation been going on in the last, a lot of months, never mind the last few hours, getting these animals ready for the show rings. The arena has kicked off as well with some show jumping. This afternoon there'll be the Jason Smythe Adrenaline Tour, and he'll be performing in the main arena. There really is something for everybody here. The Arena 3 has a full programme of attractions. Everything from circus workshops to ferret racing, would you believe? Falconry, and as I say, just the livestock classes themselves. And not forgetting the food hall. I mean, everybody that comes to Balmoral Show has to go into that food hall. The aroma that's coming out of that this morning at breakfast time is just fantastic. And I think we've 90 stands in there this year, and they're all offering their wares and sampling and tastings as you go through the food hall.
Is there an advantage for people to book online? Is it a little cheaper to book online or not?
Yes, it is. They can book advance tickets online to come to the show. They can indeed.
And can you book parking online?
No, parking's on the day. You just pay your parking as you arrive.
Okay, the parking will cost people £8. I suppose there'll be those who'll think, yeah, you know, for convenience, that's not too bad. There'll be others, oh, I shouldn't have to pay for parking. But if you don't want to pay for parking, I noticed last year you run a very good shuttle bus service.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It runs from Lisburn Station straight into the front of the Icon. You're dropped off at the front door and picked up again. I think that the longest it can take is maybe up to about 20 minutes at the height of the traffic, but it's really really smooth service, and people are delighted to be using that. And they're welcomed by people from Lisburn Council as they get onto the bus. So it's a bit of an experience right from the get onto the bus till they arrive here at the showground.
Yeah, I have to say, I've been there every year from you started it at Balmoral. Didn't realise, I was there most years when it was at the King's Hall as well. But I didn't realise it's seven years. How time does fly by. But it's an incredibly successful venture. I can't actually remember it raining any day that I was there either. I'll be up this evening to do the weather forecast live at 6:30. But on Friday morning, we're going to be broadcasting live from a location within the unit. Between 9 and noon. Thoroughly looking forward to that, Rhonda. It's an ongoing success, one of the jewels in our tourism crown, may I say. And thanks for speaking to us this morning.
No problem. Thank you so much.
That's Rhonda Geary, who's very happy with the weather and the smooth running of the Royal Ulster Agricultural Show up at Balmoral Park at the Maze. It's well and truly underway. It's something for you maybe to factor in today, tomorrow or Friday, maybe Saturday. Weather just not as good on Saturday as it's going to be today or tomorrow, and a little greyer on Friday. But it's always a great day. It is a darn good day, and it's not just for country folk. If you're a townie and you've never been there, you should go. You'll thoroughly enjoy it.